Well, to finish this week, it's time for Question of the Week, and it's been sent in by one of our younger listeners, Sebastian.
How many nuclear bombs destroy Jupiter?
How many nuclear bombs would it take to destroy Jupiter? Have you ever woken up and wanted to wreak havoc on a cosmic scale, but realised you didn't know how much of your personal nuclear arsenal to bring with you? Me too. So fortunately for us, the public astronomer at Cambridge's Institute of Astronomy, Matt Bothwell, is here to take us through the physics and forces required.
It's harder than you might think. The Earth is a big ball of iron and rock that weighs 1 billion trillion tons. Since the Earth formed, it's been hit by billions of asteroids, and not only has the Earth not been destroyed, they've barely left a scratch. So what would it take? In order to destroy anything, the general rule is you need to put in enough energy to overcome whatever forces are holding that thing together. If you take something held together by pretty weak forces, like a cake for example, you don't really need much energy to pull it to pieces. If something's held together more strongly, like a rock, then smashing it to bits is going to be harder work. So, what about a planet? Well, the force that holds planets together is gravity. And if you want to destroy a planet, you're going to have to put in enough energy to overcome the gravity of a whole planet. Scientists actually have a special term for this. We call it the gravitational binding energy. If you take anything that's held together by gravity, whether it's a planet or a star or a whole galaxy, and you add enough energy to equal the gravitational binding energy, that thing is going to be destroyed. So you want to destroy Jupiter, and that's going to be pretty hard work. The gravitational binding energy of Jupiter is about as much as 100 billion trillion nuclear bombs. That's a 1 followed by 23 zeros. Earth is smaller and has weaker gravity, so it is going to be easier to destroy. It would only take maybe 10 billion trillion nuclear bombs. So happily for astronomers and stargazers everywhere, I think the planets are safe from your evil plans for the time being.
We hope that answered your question, Sebastian. Thank you very much for sending it in, and thank you very much to Matt Bothwell. And his upcoming children's book covering the topics like this and many more, Astrophysics for Supervillains, is out July of next year. Keep an eye out for that. And next week, in keeping with the festive spirit, we're answering this Christmas cracker sent in by listener Georgia.
How many non-magic reindeer would it take to pull a sleigh with one present for every child in the world?
And if you'd like to hazard a guess or you have a question of your own, please do drop us an email at 5lifescience@bbc.co.uk.
And thanks very much for that highly explosive answer. Will Tingle, and before him, Matt Bothwell there.